Your nervous system is perceiving being seen as a threat. That looks like being at risk of judgment, being misunderstood, disconnection, the lack of belonging. So when that comes through, obviously you're like keeping yourself from being seen.
It's gonna feel uncomfortable. It just is. But on the other side of that is everything you want. So how uncomfortable are you willing to feel?
I've done edgy posts where I've been like, this is really edgy. I'm going to click the thing and then I'll throw my phone.
Yeah.
I'll literally throw it to the side and be like, nope, I don't want to deal with it.
I think if you can be fully authentic in your relationship, if you're in one, you can literally be authentic anywhere because you always know that person has you.
Instagram and TikTok have part of their algorithm that is if you have haters in the comments, it will go viral. So I know a lot of business owners now online will actually be like, yeah, bring the haters. Keep commenting.
Every chance that you get to express your authenticity is an opportunity for someone else to receive something that maybe in the moment they're not ready to receive, but you could be planting a seed for later. And it's not your job to help them understand that perspective. It's just your job to put it out there and let them receive it. Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna
and Samantha.
And this is the show where we're inviting you into your fullest expression in life, love, and business.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to another episode on the Fully Expressed Podcast. We are so excited for today's episode because we're going to dive deep into how your nervous system is playing a part in self-sabotaging yourself when it comes to life and business, specifically because you might feel unsafe to be seen.
And we have now taught a very powerful workshop on this topic and wanted to make more of what we talk about available to everyone because we're starting to realize that so many people are holding themselves back from reaching the next level because they're afraid to allow themselves to fully express.
And what's been so crazy ever since we hosted this in-person workshop, it was called our Visibility Embodied Workshop, Increase Your Capacity Seen. Every conversation has led to
literally
this conversation where people are like, oh, that's so funny. I've been wanting to show up on Instagram more, or that's so funny. I've been wanting to put myself out there more. Oh my gosh, so funny. I've been really thinking about like just speaking more honestly about what I think online or in my communities. And I have so much fear around what that looks like.
So let's break it down. Karenna, tell us what some of the things are that come up for people.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I think, well, first to identify. So I think recognizing that if you have this like internal desire to want to share something with the world, or you have an opinion that is a little edgier, or maybe it's you want to share, but you're worried about what your family is going to think, or you want to share, but you're worried about your friends are going to think. So you're scared, your nervous system is perceiving being seen as a threat. And that looks like being at risk of judgment, being misunderstood, disconnection, the lack of belonging. And so when that comes through, obviously you're like keeping yourself from being seen.
Yeah. So step one, identify where you're feeling this. One of the things we talked about in our workshop was understanding that this could show up in every area of life or particular areas of life. And we called them, you know, meeting your edge. So what are some of the ways that we could, that people could start to feel into what this is?
Their edges are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe identifying what your edges are. So we shared, I think, something that you can have edges in every area of life. So you have life, relationships, intimacy, connection, speaking your truth, having hard conversations. Those are all edges. But I think when it comes to business specifically, I think we are we're all really met with edges when we're stuck in the messy middle, like in the middle of a pivot.
Asking our worth.
Asking for what we for help. Like there's so many edges that we meet every single day in our business. What are some of the edges that you've met in your business?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. I mean, I've probably met most of these edges in my business, but something I've talked about before, or maybe I haven't talked on the podcast, that I used to be a Pilates instructor. Before that, I worked in the film industry, but I've always been a creative. And I think the biggest edge for sure was caring so much what my family thought of what I wanted to do, because I always wanted to be a creative entrepreneur. I wanted to be an entrepreneur, which my family wasn't necessarily. They kind of followed a traditional path. Now they're more open to those ways of being, but and more supportive. But I think in the beginning, always knowing this inner voice that wanted to be paid to be creative, and then feeling like there was a lot of judgment around that. That was probably one of the biggest edges. And then now in Fully Expressed, in my jewelry, I think the biggest edge I've overcome was knowing my worth and charging my worth and believing that I deserve to be paid for my expertise or what I'm sharing or my creativity. I would say that's the biggest edge I've overcome. I feel pretty good about now that I've reached.
So to like clarify, maybe for you, like maybe as a listener, you're like, oh, I want to charge more. Mm-hmm. But then there's this fear of like, ooh, my parents might judge me, or like there's like this internal block that we all have. Yeah.
Or they might think that's ridiculous, or they might think I'm crazy for asking that, or I'm not good enough to ask that.
And when you're charging for more, like you're also putting yourself out there like, I'm worth this much money. So you're saying like, hey, see me, this being, what I value, what I do, it has a price tag on it, and you have to pay for it. And when you're creating that for yourself and you're charging that, like that's very vulnerable to be seen in what you think your price is at. And of course, that is tied to your worth and how much you believe in yourself. But it's such a edgy piece for some people.
Yeah, I think I'd also, in those moments, something that's really helped me and I think would help me overcome it is I come across situations where, you know, there's artists charging $200,000 for their work, or like, you know, painters. Or I can't remember exactly how much someone paid, but I want to say it was close to $1 million, and then the artwork destroyed itself after. So I just think about these situations where people are paying obscene. Yeah, it was crazy. Basically, they sold this painting, and as soon as it was sold, it shredded itself within the structure it was in.
And they sold it for $1 million.
Yeah, it was like close to $1 million. Also, I think someone paid like $500,000 for a banana peel posted on a wall. So, I mean, you know, granted, like maybe that's not the best example, but if someone is willing to pay for what they deem as worth the money, then you can charge what you're worth, and there will be someone who believes that it is worth paying that. And oftentimes it's the people who are really talented that don't charge enough for what they're doing. So yeah, I think about those things sometimes when I feel like, ooh, that feels edgy to charge this much for something. I'm like, even in the jewelry world, I follow some jewelers who I look at their work and they're charging $50,000 for the most basic ring that they probably without even getting into details, you're just like, that's obscene. That's like a 7,000% markup, but someone is paying that, or they wouldn't have that price point, you know? Yeah. So I think remembering that when that's one of your blocks, and someone else is getting paid what you want.
I saw something today of like, it was such an inspiring reel that said something along the lines of like, you might be second guessing yourself, but someone looks at you as a possibility, example of what possibility could be. And I think so often we don't realize that if you're listening to this podcast, you're an example to someone, and someone else is looking to you as an example that they want to be.
Yeah.
When you're second guessing yourself. And so like you're looking at all these artists, and these artists are like, they might be charging this much money, and there might be parts of them that still second guess themselves.
Yeah.
But they still end up anchoring in that price and in that value, but they've had to overcome the parts of them that feel unsafe to be seen.
Yeah. You also don't have to sell too many $50,000 rings to like have a great year.
Yeah, so, you're like, I mean, good.
You only need three people probably to sell to. So yeah, I think that's a big one. I think the family one is a big one for so many people. And then what are some that have come up for you in your experience?
I mean, for me has always come – my deepest fear has always been the fear of being misunderstood. I just really, really don't like the idea of being misunderstood. And so that has kept me from like stepping into my power fully. But I mean, people might not see that, but those are the things that I have to work through. Especially when it comes to coaching or to being a thought leader or to becoming an authority or to quote unquote becoming an expert. Like, you know, the last thing I thought it would be a lot safer if I spoke to everyone, but then you end up not speaking to anyone. And so really trying to overcome this fear of being misunderstood. And what I've realized in that personally, it's like people are going to misunderstand me no matter what. Like, every single person has a subconscious, mm-hmm. and they all are essentially taking information from what you say, either online or in person, and running it through their subconscious mind and creating mm-hmm. their own reality of that.
Yeah.
There's nothing in my power that I can mm-hmm. do to control that.
Yeah.
But you can tell that my system, the parts of me, try to control that because they're like, well, if I say it this way, if I deliver it this way, if mm-hmm. I speak to all these people, then I won't be misunderstood. And mm-hmm. I think this kind of leads to, for me in my own practice, is like understanding the fact that people are going to misunderstand me. I'm not going to be able to speak to everyone, especially on social media, you guys. I mean, they get you for 30 seconds. There's no way that they know all everything that you think
yeah,
and have all the so context. True. They're only going to capture one piece of your essence. Like, no one online is ever going to fully know who you are.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing that I've learned is, like, it's not even about the fear itself. It's just trusting myself to have the capacity to hold whatever comes from me expressing myself. So mm-hmm. I think not only is it the fear of being seen, but also being able to have the trust in yourself to handle what anyone says. So if someone has an objection, mm-hmm. an opinion, or mm-hmm. ask you further questions that you think are triggering,
yeah,
like building the capacity to be with that, mm-hmm. I think is going to be so much more powerful than only facing the fear at the beginning of the race, you know, mm-hmm. because when you kick off the race, like, okay, you started, you moved, but what comes next?
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot more fear in what comes next than in the actual action itself.
So true. I was going to say, maybe it'd be helpful as well for people listening to talk about how does that edge, or how does it show up in your body? What does it feel like when you feel that discomfort rise up? Because I know for me, I would say it comes as anxiety, very subtle anxiety. But if I calm my mind enough, or I like realize I'm pushing really hard or I'm avoiding, I definitely will online shop quite a bit when I am avoiding an edge for sure. And I would say, yeah, I think anxiety is how it shows up the most for me, but I'm curious how it shows up in your body for you physically.
Well, for me, it's always been in my throat. So a lot of people that struggle to communicate or express what they believe in and what they want to share with the world in their voice, you're going to feel the frog in your throat. Mm-hmm. I think also, like, we go into fight or flight, so you can tell when your eyes are just hypervigilant on something. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason, like, you get triggered after you express something, let's say you're in conversation with a friend or a relationship, like, you start to get, like, super hyper-focused on them, and you're not really focusing on how you're feeling. You can obviously feel the anxiety in your chest. Like, it just kind of rises. A lot of people call it, like, feel it as heat that goes from, like, the belly up to the chest.
Yeah.
Or you can just feel that pit in your stomach. Everyone has a different response.
Yeah.
To being triggered. But I think my North Star to, like, identifying when I'm triggered or I'm overwhelmed or I'm met with an edge is, like, immediate overwhelm, immediately overthinking. And if you're doing that, something in your body or in your system does not feel safe.
That's a great thing. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just, like, taking this in, like, yes, I've experienced these things.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what I would do in these situations. Go put my bare feet in the ground, hop in the ocean, swim in a lake.
Yeah, the biggest thing is to recognize that you are triggered.
Yeah.
I think because, like, when you're in conversation with someone, or, like, for example, let's say showing up on social media. Like, I've done edgy posts where I've been like, this is really edgy. I'm going to click the thing and then I'll throw my phone.
Yeah.
I'll literally throw it to the side and be like, nope, I don't want to deal with it. And I do not go and sit there and look for people's validation. I don't go and look and see the likes. Did anyone comment on it? No, I just kind of, like, disappear from it. And I let myself regulate my system.
I think
that is a way to, like, kind of build capacity.
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing that I want people to recognize. It's like, it's not about avoiding these things, so not be dysregulated. Like, we need to take the action. We need to feel that discomfort in our body to meet those edges, because it's in the edges where you expand your nervous system. And obviously, don't overdo it where all of a sudden you're, like, going crazy on showing up consistently and all of a sudden you're burnt out and your system's like, wait, I don't feel safe. But you have to meet your edges.
I was laughing because I was thinking about when we had our video go viral. We've had a couple, and they always are about relationships. And, man, that's a hot topic for the men out there and the women, but a lot of the men. And that was a huge edge that I think we both had to meet. And people misunderstood us. They berated us. They said, you know, they were arguing with us in the comments. And I think in the beginning, we both were like, we need to respond. You know, we need to explain what we're saying. You're not listening. You're not getting the full context. And then at some point, we just gave up and we're like, these people just don't get it. They're living in a different reality and we can't get through to them. And I think that was huge, because then after that, when we had, I think we had another video go viral, like we were able to just be like, like,
all good.
Yeah. Take it or leave it. It doesn't have to be understood by you. And we're able to hold that edge now. Like now we were talking earlier, but we just said if a video went viral, we would just be like, okay,
cool.
Cool.
It's also like a good thing.
Yeah.
According to Instagram. So I found out recently this week through my Uber driver that Instagram and TikTok have part of their algorithm that is, if you have haters in the comments, it will go viral. So I know a lot of business owners now online will actually be like, yeah, bring the haters. Keep commenting.
Like, yeah, feel free to hate on us. We'll take any hate you would like to give.
And not taking it freaking personal, because that's what the algorithm wants. It wants polarizing content. And I also don't think that you need to create viral content. Like, it's not necessary.
It's not about that, yeah.
But it's about the fact that, like, being able to welcome the haters. I think if we build this capacity to be seen and also trust that we can handle whatever comes from the haters, from the people that question you, from the people that don't understand you, from people that no longer want to be in relationship with you because you start expressing yourself, knowing that you're going to be okay. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to walk through it, and there's something so good on the other side when you really step out to being more visible. Like, and it's not bad. It's a good thing.
Well, to what you said earlier is, like, if you're speaking to everyone, you're not speaking to anyone, because you're not being authentic. Like, there's no such thing as a person that can appease everyone, because we all have our own opinions, beliefs, judgments, feelings. So to, like, hold that back because you think you're going to upset one or maybe a million people, it doesn't really matter. Like, I think every chance that you get to express your authenticity is an opportunity for someone else to receive something that maybe in the moment they're not ready to see receive, but you could be planting a seed for later. You could be showing them a different perspective, and it's not your job to help them understand that perspective. It's just your job to put it out there and let them receive it.
Absolutely. This makes me think of one of our guests that came to our in-person event. You know, she definitely has a sphere on being seen and, like, being seen online, but her playground's actually in her relationship at home. And this wants me to invite you guys. It's like getting a little curious about, like, where in your life, like, you are meeting these edges that we're talking about, and know that, like, if there's something at home that you find yourself either holding back, not saying the truth, not being able to navigate the hard conversation, that's just going to benefit your business.
Yeah.
Because you're going to feel like you have the capacity to do so. And then when you come to your online business, you're going to feel so much more stronger and confident in other areas of your life. Because this conversation, like, we all have an edge. And that was the other thing that we shared so much, is, like, through our evolution of becoming more visible, you're going to meet new edges. And that is okay. We all want these parts of ourselves. There's actually 9 archetypes of different parts of you that come up when you step out into becoming more visible in the world. And that's going to come up every new level.
Yeah.
New version of you that you want to call in.
I think if you can be fully authentic in your relationship, if you're in one, you can literally be authentic anywhere, because you always know that person has you. Like, that's what I think helped me start to really speak my truth more online, or speak about controversial topics, or, like, conspiracy theories or whatever, all these things that I'm definitely, like, sign me up, conspiracy theorists, is because I feel like my husband has me always. Like, I never feel judged by him. I never feel like there's nothing I can't tell him. Was it us? I was having that conversation of, like, oh, maybe it was Nick asking, like, have you and Austin ever kept anything from each other? And it's like, no, we've said our darkest secrets. And I think because of that, it does allow me to put myself out there more, because I'm like, well, if he's got me, then I'm cool. Like, I can be misunderstood by other people.
Yeah, but I think to bring it back to people, like, you kind of have to give them an opportunity to, though.
100%.
And I don't think people realize that. And that doesn't have to just be with your husband. It can be with a really good friend.
Yeah, best, like, friend.
You know, some of the most healing moments I've ever had have been at women's circles, when I've been able to, like, be fully honest about what I feel and what I think. And then people being like, I see you. I love you. I don't judge you. Even yesterday, in my Uber driver that I was talking about, you know, he felt insecure about something, and I just made it no big deal. And those are the moments that are going to be so healing, but you have to give yourself an opportunity to be seen in that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, even back to you and Austin, like, I'm sure there were edgy things that you were sharing at first, and you were, like, scared to say this out loud. And then all of a sudden Austin's like, I love you. It's all good.
Yeah.
And that's the healing thing. But this goes back to the ultimate desire that we all have. the ultimate desire is to be loved.
Yeah, to be seen.
To be worthy. To have freedom. To have creativity. How are we going to get those?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not participating in the process, right? Yeah. It's the energy that you put out is the energy that you give in, that you receive. And it's like, if you want to be ultimately loved, one, you can learn how to ultimately love yourself for sure.
That's number one.
But then you have to express it with the world. And then you have to receive love back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about this so simply today on there. I was like, put a threads and I was like, it's actually so simple. If you want to receive, allow yourself to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be seen, allow yourself to receive,
mm-hmm.
to be received. And I'm like, it is that simple. Like, if we can just learn how to do that in our life, we will feel like we can conquer anything and that we can receive anything.
So true.
Yeah.
So let's bring it back to the archetypes. Can you name all nine? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh. Do I know them all by
heart?
I
think we could do it between the two of us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we have the perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person that
I'm counting so we don't lose.
Okay. So this we have the perfectionist. We do not have notes, you guys. If you don't know this, Sam and I actually do not ever prepare for a podcast.
Yeah.
Everything like is everything is kind of winged.
We like to speak in the moment. Okay. So, we like to speak on the mind of what's coming.
So we have the perfectionist. This is the person that is just scared of being seen as imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
We have the shapeshifter, the person that has a visibility block around wanting to show their authentic self. So they just chameleon their way through life. We have the hidden expert. So the hidden expert is the person that has a lot of expertise, but they do not feel called to share it with the world, or they just feel like they don't really own that. This is a person that's like, oh, I don't want to tell people that I'm the best.
We have
are the best, and like really owning that.
We have the shrinker,
mm-hmm.
the one who wants to make themselves small or not shine their light, not be seen in the spotlight, but just stay in the background.
We have the invisible one, which is the one that really has just a really big fear around being seen. We have the reluctant leader.
Yeah.
This is the leader that wants to become more visible, but they're so nervous of receiving extra responsibilities, mm-hmm. because the more that you become more visible, the more responsible that you want to be, that you will be, right?
Yeah.
Like you'll lead bigger teams. You have to hold more money. You have to manage more money. You just become responsible. So there's a part of you that doesn't feel like you can hold all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have...
We have the peacemaker, the one who just wants to be amicable. If you have a lot of Libra in your chart, this is you. But the person that really just wants to maintain the peace, and so often they don't want to rock the boat or say anything that could upset. They're very worried about how someone else is going to receive what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. They don't want conflict. The over-responsible one, this is the one that is just super responsible for everyone else's emotions. The example that I gave, like let's look at an authority figure like the president or the leader of a community, and they don't want to express things because they're worried about how their family is going to respond or their feelings and their emotions.
I mean, not this president, but
not this one, but I'm just saying, like, no, someone in
actually,
a really
you used
huge
RFK
authority,
and that was a great example.
Yeah, RFK is also a really great example of, as someone
I'm
who,
like, I don't think this president cares about anything.
He doesn't.
Anyone
okay
else's opinion.
RFK is a great example. And then the last one is the future
self-protector.
This is the one that just really doesn't want change.
Yeah,
and so they want to become more visible. They feel this call to build this business, but they're so scared about, like, will my home change? Will my community change? And they fear so much change.
So the reason we wanted to even name these archetypes or have you understand like why we created them is because, one, we've been all of these things, and there's definitely probably 1 to 3 right now that are very present in your reality. And if you can name it, you can tame it. And if you can understand what you're operating in, you can have a better understanding, or you can grasp what is actually happening underneath, and you can flip it. It doesn't have to be a negative. It's recognizing like, oh, I'm in perfectionist mode right now, but you know what? Things don't have to be perfect. I can still share my gifts. I can still put myself out there, even if it's messy, even if it's not perfect.
And I guess the gift is in this is like, as you guys are moving through life and you're building the life that you want to have and you want to be authentic and you're leaning into your desires, just know that these are going to come up and they're not a big deal. Don't make them a big deal.
Yeah.
Just recognize them, because you're going to receive more. So some of the gifts that have come from attending this workshop in person that we've noticed in our community is like the women that are leaders, that are thought leaders, they're out there like really standing in their truth, and they're posting when it's edgy because mm-hmm. they're like, okay, I see this part of me coming up, but I'm still going to post. Mm-hmm. They're writing an email that is speaking their truth to a community on a topic that might be a little scary in their world. And mm-hmm. the other one was, they're presenting themselves in their business without trying to convince anyone, just yeah. knowing that they are worth and that they provide more than enough value, and that they've been able to even be more seen and received with more love because they're no longer trying to convince anyone that they are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one?
Those were the three biggest ones that showed up. The other one was just like accepting where they were and realizing mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe, yes, they could be striving for more, but recognizing that's not actually the energy they're in the moment, and being okay with that, and being okay with where they mm-hmm. where they are, and showing up with the capacity that they currently have.
Mm-hmm. And so when you start to really tend to these parts of you, it just, you get to get the ultimate desire that you guys all want. We all want to be loved. We all want to create. We all want a successful business. We all want wealth. We all want abundance. We all want to be rich in our own, whatever we define rich to be. And it's going to take us meeting these edges and showing up more fully. And so, yeah, we just really want to create a space where you find that internal safety, because the more internally safe that you feel to be seen, you guys, you're going to receive so much in this world. Like so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going through this right now with the wedding. I feel like it's a masterclass on being seen and receiving. And it is so healing when you allow yourself to be seen and then you are received. Like, it's the greatest gift. I think we all want it. Our inner child, yeah. I can just think of like babies and the inner child. Like, that's all that kids want mm-hmm. is to be seen mm-hmm. and to be received.
Yeah.
And so you're giving that to your inner self.
And once you can give it to your inner self, you can give it too, which I think is such a gift. And I think when you allow yourself to receive the full reflection of who you are, there is no greater feeling. I mean, I think every single person listening to this can think of a time in their life when someone said, wow, you're such an amazing person, or I love that you did this, or you're so talented at this. And it's so easy when you're not recognizing those things in yourself to deflect and be like, oh, okay, thank you. Or, yeah, that's great. Instead of just saying, wow, thank you. I received that. That feels mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. Because really, that's what you want to hear, you know? And then we push it away. Yeah, we're like, oh no, not me. It's like, no, me, thank you.
Yeah, you're like, no spotlight. You're like, no, you do want the spotlight.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Your heart wants to expand. And I think it can only do that when you create that ability to be seen. And I think I'd just say, like, also push, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It just is. But on the other side of that is everything you want. So how uncomfortable are you willing to feel?
Totally. And I promise you guys, like, you will find more parts of you and more answers through the messiness of that than not. The last thing I want to say is I want to share that fact that I shared in the group text for everyone that joined, was the fact that it is scientifically proven that the more that you post on camera and the more that you see yourself, you're actually just rewiring your mind.
To like what you see?
To like what you see, mm-hmm. which is so cool. I mean, so many people have a fear of looking at themselves and like really looking at yourself. And so, you know, these are the moments where I think like, yeah, Instagram has its negative things, but social media is a place where you get to practice meeting your edges. It is this, mm-hmm. the perfect stage to do so. And then you just take that into the next room and to the next stage,
yeah.
whether that's in front of your family and whatever. So,
yeah. And what we told the group is also like, if you are someone who curates Instagram or any of that, go on TikTok and just start filming yourself. I tell every person this because I think, I mean, I definitely went through face to camera being like pursuing acting in LA. But I think at the end of the day, when I started having to record myself on TikTok and talk to no one, that is like the best, that is the masterclass in becoming okay with looking at yourself, seeing yourself, hearing your voice. I mean, even hearing your voice for the first time recorded is a wild experience. So I think the more you can just put yourself out there, like we have someone in our that is in our immersion series who, you know, she was like posting herself on TikTok, but she wasn't talking to camera. She was just dancing or putting music or maybe doing a voiceover once in a while. And I was like, hey, you need to talk to the camera. Like you have so much to offer. And now her TikTok is exploding. Like she has real people following her, like people who are interacting with her every day. She's building this beautiful community. And she, every time I see her posting, talking to camera, it gets better and better. better and better. And I think it's just consistency. Like, I'm convinced now that it's really just showing up over and over again at anything you do. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel edgy anymore. It just feels comfortable. It feels normal.
Totally. And I think as you guys are hearing this, I want you to know that every single person goes through this.
Yes.
I don't think there's one person that picked up the camera and was all of a sudden just like a light, you know, like
maybe Dakota Fanning.
Like, maybe. I mean, but the average human is definitely has a fear around this. And just because you see these people on Instagram or on TikTok doing the thing, like, you don't think that they recorded themselves more than once? Literally, you don't think that they press played and like retried all over again? You don't think that they have some old videos that are so horrific in their own perspective?
Yeah.
I came across old files that I had and I was like, girl, what were you doing?
I even think of like the child stars or any – or even young influencers that started in 2012 or 13 when Instagram was just photos. And they have been at it every day over and over. So you're watching someone – yes, there are some people who grow really quickly, but some of the influencers out there have been on social media for a decade.
Totally.
So I think it's not comparing yourself. It's just trusting that you have your own voice and gifts to share. Mm-hmm. And it will appear as you allow yourself to.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, if you're interested in diving deeper into this topic, we actually did end up recording a self-led masterclass on this where you can actually get really clear on reflecting on why are you even doing this in the first place? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the point? What's the calling? And then starting to identify like where you live in your expression and like mapping that out and then noticing what archetypes you're running into. And we really built this like self-led masterclass in a way that you can come back to this anytime. Like even as the girls that went through this one in person, like I'm like, go back to the homework, go back to the documents that we guys gave you. We gave them so much value because they'll be able to come back to this and identify where they're at as they're stuck, especially as you guys continue to grow. You guys, when you start making your first 10,000, you make your first 100,000, then you make your next million, every single one is going to be a visibility block. And even if it's not financial, you guys, I'm saying like energetically, let's talk about like $100 energetically or $1,000 energetically. Every new bigness that you want to bring, a new block. And that's okay.
Or meeting if you're single and you're dating or you're wanting a partner or you're.
Oh, yeah, that's good too.
Yeah. I think it. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
The edges show up everywhere. Totally. They're everywhere.
And we want you guys to be seen. You know, you are listening to this because there's a part of you that knows that you are meant to be seen by the world. You're meant to share your gifts. You're meant to express yourself more fully. You're meant to create the business that you feel called to create. You're meant to be the artist that you feel called to be an artist. Like, go do it. Like, we only have one life.
Let's be honest. The world needs you. It's not looking so hot out there, guys. We need more conscious leaders.
Totally.
And conscious businesses and awesome ass people making stuff.
Yes. And that's just more people healing the world. And then more examples, like more good examples.
Yeah.
We need more good examples because that's where our kids are going to look up to and the next generations to come. So, thank you.
That's all we have for you today.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you guys have a really good day and
see you next time. We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.